raising Ashraf is not easy lah. I remembered when he has his first meltdown, right? Wow, it was so tough for me. And I myself can get angry. Because to me, it's like, you know, why is this child behaving this way? Exactly what he wants. Because he cannot express his needs just like any other typical child. So it was a struggle. MRJ started as a religious class on a weekend basis because Ashraf wanted to go to a religious school and learn more about religion. After which, when he finished his PSLE, he told me he wants to go to my school. I said to go to my school, but my school is on a weekend basis, you see. But he said, no, I want to go to your school. So because of that, we open up our daily classes for those who are not academically inclined, but more to vocational. Ashraf Cafe started because at that point of time, we realised that, hey, when our students graduate from the REP program, what are they supposed to do? Where would they be going, right? In our last premise, there was a cafe that was empty. And the idea of us opening up the cafe is not only to employ our own students, but also to create awareness among the public, to get them to mingle. And then we want them to be aware also that they can work, given the right approach, given the right guidance. COVID did impact Ashraf Cafe because business was low, was very quiet lah. Yeah, so that was when we came out with the takeout campaign. We did survey first. We called all our students from the lower income families to ask questions like, you know, how often they have their meals in a day. Some of them, instant noodles are their staple food. That is why we jumped into this campaign. We begin with we raise fund for the campaign and we begin delivering food on a weekly basis. Yeah, then after some time when the fund has run out, we start to do it on a monthly basis. So we hope that we can actually deliver on a weekly basis again. But then again, we have to ensure that we have the enough fund to do that. I realised that early intervention is very important. Yeah. So the moment that when the child is being diagnosed, you have to quickly do not whine, you know, do not complain, do not, you know, you can go into that, to the stage of that grieving period. You can prove that because as humans, we do grieve, right? But don't take it so long. Yeah. Quickly take action. Send for your child for early intervention. Go for courses to learn more about your child and enter their world. And don't forget about self-care. It's very important because it can be very burnout. And once you have burnout as a husband and wife, right, that's where communication breaks down. Even your child will suffer. Lah. It will not progress better. Yeah. So, but if husband and wife, as a family, including other children in the family, work together as a team, then the child who has the condition will progress better.